This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the insects from Shagai.
There's a monster in my podcast.
If you can't have the me go, have the me too. Not like the hashtag.
No,
but
no.
Like off-brand Migos.
Yeah, also ran. The fungus from, yeah, those two, I guess.
The British fungus. These are the British Migo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. The Ramsey Camsels, like, whole British Lovecraft thing.
Oh, yeah. He brought in the Goatswood. Again, mm-hmm. Ramsey.
Yep, Severn Valley, Goatswood. It's a whole thing. I haven't read him.
No.
But he's more like a British, which must have really burned up Lovecraft, because Lovecraft wanted to be the British Lovecraft.
True.
This guy comes along. He's the British Lovecraft. A kick in the dick. You know?
Thanks for holding my place, Howard. now let's really shine.
Now it's time for me to really shine.
Yeah.
I don't know what Lovecraft's voice would be like. Why, you? Well, you're gonna get in my way and take my thunder? Oh, that ain't gonna happen.
You're not gonna jump my claim there, mister. You carpetbagging so-and-so.
You carpetbagging shoggoth. You ain't gonna bag my claim. So what are these things?
So these are semi-material insect creatures that have invaded Earth. They're pigeon-sized, which is real weird. It's always strange. Yep. when they put the size really late, because, you know, I'm picturing them being like Migo sized, right? You know, like big dudes. No, they're tiny little things that came to us in these big pyramid shaped spaceships and influence people by kind of like existing in the same space as their head, mining their memories and influencing them.
Yep. They don't eat. They feed on photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. And they spend their time in decadence and aesthetic enjoyment of abnormality and torturing the many slave races.
Of course.
So you had me.
Yeah.
Up until you lost me.
Yeah. They worship Azathoth, which is a fucking crazy thing to do.
And they all get an Azathoth.
Yeah.
It's like an Oprah thing. Everyone gets an Azathoth. Oops, all Azathoths in this.
Yeah, yeah. Just there's an Azathoth in every one of their temples, which is ridiculous. Yep.
Which are the Great Pyramids.
Right.
Oh, that's what the Great Pyramids are based on, is their temples.
Yeah.
There's a lot here.
There really is. It is presumed that they are responsible for the Spanish Inquisition and the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Those are fucking party insects.
Party bugs.
Like the sodomite party bugs. Oh, yeah. They also have triple brain.
Yeah.
Like, this is cool. There's a lot to them. Like, they have triple brain.
Yeah.
So
they got six lobes, which power their three sets of eyes, rather, and their three mouths. They can hold three trains of thought at a time and cast three spells at once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm thinking about the people who founded Sodom.
Mm.
Having three brains and being like, fuck yeah, you did.
Wait a minute.
Like, you know, like, why? Yeah.
Okay, so you got three brains immediately. Yeah. So get, you know, like a small brain, right? Yeah. I'm just gonna put my dick in this hole. Galaxy brain. Whatever, anything goes. And then three brains every hole.
Yeah, all at once.
Yeah.
You know, or just like using your mental powers to make some, you know, to make your partner think that their holes are filled, even though they're not.
Yes.
Like insects from Shaggy Sex. Like, first of all, Shaggy Sex, it wasn't me.
Second of all, damn it, you beat me to it.
Second of all, it's got to be like the wildest stuff. Like, none of these, you know, I'm not like, there have been like straight up just, you know, gross erotic Cthulhu things.
Uh huh.
But rarely have they gotten sodomy involved in it. So it makes me just think, like, boy, if any of these creatures would just turn themselves to pleasure,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of like the decadent pleasure of watching someone die, which is what they mostly get off on.
Right.
Like, haven't y'all just ever like had an orgasm? You know, denizens of Shaglulu. Just fucking once.
I mean, like, even in the excerpt at the front, I saw the three mouths of the thing move moistly, and then it was upon me. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. You know? Like, just...
I mean, yes, fuck. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.